Army look to finish strong with a win that means much more than the final score for both teams. It's the 117th Army-Navy game, exclusively from Westwood One.
The Army-Navy game, Saturday at 1, right here on KGYM.
4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Iowa State, the Cy-Hawk Series, men's college basketball coming up tonight. We will talk about it and break it down. We'll also talk with John Cranton about the game and other games in college basketball, the National Football League as well, and it's Carl Nerney's Pick 6. All that coming up on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. From our studios, southwest side of Cedar Rapids, welcome. Your local programming block getting underway here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Alex Kuhn, our producer. Alex will be sitting in for Todd Brommelkamp coming up later on today in the Afternoon Players Club. Iowa State getting ready to go at it tonight in men's college basketball. The women's game was last night. Iowa getting the win. Hot shooting from the outside by the Hawkeyes. Close first quarter. Iowa opened it up to a 15-point lead in the second quarter. Had an 8-for-8 third quarter. And put it away from the free throw line to get the victory last night down at Carver. What's going to happen tonight? That is the subject of our poll question. We'll get to that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Good afternoon, Mark.
Afternoon. You got to wonder if Fran McCaffrey is practicing the worm this afternoon. After what we saw out of Lisa Bluter in the locker room after the game last night. Yes. I don't know, how would you describe it?
Very disturbing.
Some of her players are doing the worm, which is a
Lex,
kind of a dance
Kestanek,
you do on the floor.
Was yeah. doing the worm and invited Coach Lisa Bluter to do it. And yeah.
High marks or no?
I really don't know. I'm not into the reality television. I'm not into the judging. You know what? They had fun. That's what college athletics is all about.
You think it didn't mean anything to the Iowa basketball program?
Well, we talked yesterday. Iowa and Iowa State in women's basketball, I think you can make an argument that it means more to those two coaches, I think, than it does to the two men's coaches. Well, not that it doesn't. But Bill Finley and Lisa Bluter have been battling for 17, 18 years. They know one another like the back of their hand and what they're going to do out on the basketball court. And they go head-to-head a lot more, I think, than the men do as far as recruits are concerned.
Well, it's the tenure of their coaching careers. Right now, they battled so many times over the years, not only in the court but in the recruiting trails, perhaps training a barb or two. I'm sure this video is being shown in Ames right now, if it hasn't already. I mean,
that's, but I think Iowa State would have been celebrating as
well. Of course. That's the joy of college sports, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, spontaneous, and I wonder what Bluter thought of seeing herself doing the worm.
Probably didn't like it a whole lot.
Friend of the show.
Absolutely. As well as Jan Jensen and everybody else. Hello, coaches.
Yeah.
If you're listening today.
It was pure fun, and the players got a charge out of it, too.
Lisa, you did a great job.
Pay attention, Alex. Iowa women's basketball, maybe line one there.
Coming up. Oh, man. Men's game coming up tonight. Iowa shot the lights out from beyond the arc. Tania Davis was very, very good. Doyle was very good last night. Iowa State just didn't shoot the threes, and one thing we know as far as women's college basketball, if Bill Fennelly's group does not shoot well from the outside, especially in the road, they don't usually come away with the victory, and that was the case last night.
So true, and kind of true of the Northern Iowa men, too, as well, right?
Oh, my gosh. I think you and I, Jeremy Morgan for three.
Same spot, like three, four times in a row.
TJ Otzelberger came in with a 1-3-1 zone, And you can't blame him because you and I have struggled offensively, especially in the last three or four games, and especially from beyond the arc. But that just shows the nuttiness of basketball. Basketball is different from any other sport because not only do you have to execute, but you have to put the biscuit in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can execute to a T and to perfection, and yet that ball won't go into the basket. And you and I and Iowa had it both going last night. You and I hitting 23-pointers in that game last night against T.J. Otzelberger's South Dakota State team.
Yeah, it was a brilliant shooting performance. And back to the women for a minute. I think five players in double figures. And Tania Davis, as you mentioned, with 23 points and great performance there. As far as the men tonight, Carl Ernie's pick six. We're going to pick the game at 7.5 in favor of Iowa State. I just checked Vegas, and the latest line I saw, the consensus is -6. So some money coming in on the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll talk to John Cranton, see what his thoughts are and why that line has moved a little bit.
Yeah, some money coming in late on the Hawkeyes, definitely. And you can hear the game tonight, 6:30, right here on KGYM, Iowa and Iowa State. 6:30, 1600 a.m. We'll have that game for you with just past 7 o'clock with the tip-off. 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You will have the other half. You will have Scott's Dilemma tonight. That'll be Oakland and Kansas City going at it. Big one. Huge game in the National Football League and in the AFC West. Not to mention the fact that one of the best rivalries, it's top five rivalry, if not top three, in the National Football League. Not a lot of loss between the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Every time I think of the Chiefs and Raiders, it's Ben Davidson and Len Dawson,
yep,
and Otis Taylor and Kenny Stabler. And it might not be as deep as it was back in those days, but still pretty deep.
It is. It's still deep and so much on the line. And it will be a frigid Arrowhead Stadium coming up tonight, which I am all for because I think that helps the Chiefs. In this one, we'll pick that one in the Carl and Ernie's pick six. We got some pro football games to pick. They're hoping the APC is that their luck changes as we take a little bit of a respite from the college football season. We'll get back into it when the bowl season comes around in a couple weeks. But we get NFL games to pick coming up tonight, which is always interesting.
Yeah, for the first time this year, we're going to pick NFL and basketball games. Hopefully, get a little help from John Cranton during his segment as to which way to go. And, APC, I think, has picked up three or four games on us the last couple weeks. But we still hold a 14-game lead. So, pretty healthy.
There you go. Anyway, a couple things on news and notes here. First of all, this just coming down the line in the last hour or so, one of the great Americans to really ever set foot on this planet and satellite planets, if you will. John Glenn has passed away, I believe, at the age of 95.
Wow.
So that coming down from the AP and other news sources right now. Just a great American. I don't think you can find anyone that has anything bad to say about John Glenn.
Talk about icon. There's one right there.
Yeah.
And after his service in space, he served quite a long time in the United States government as well. So, yeah, one of the great Americans.
Yeah, so he passes away at the age of 95. Also, some rumors out there. Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who covers Iowa basketball, he'll be down in Iowa City tonight. He has tweeted out that there are rumors that Iowa could be getting a transfer. That would be Peyton Allen from Wichita State, who has made his intention known that he is going to be transferring. And high on his list is the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Mm.
Very interesting there because of the fact that among Iowa's recruits for next year is one Connor McCaffrey, who they do not have a scholarship for at this point. And there are all kinds of things going out there as far as Connor is concerned, that he may get a baseball scholarship, play both sports, perhaps just be a walk-on. Yes, Alex is giving us the baseball swing from the from across the glass right there. Or there's a third option. He may even go to a prep school for a year before coming to Iowa City because Iowa has only two available scholarships for next year, and those are for the two East Coasters that are going to be coming in. So if a Peyton Allen comes in, interestingly enough, what's that going to do to the situation? Muddies it up a little bit.
Well, Rick Keller would love to have Connor McCaffrey on the diamond We've heard that and know that, and I think Connor has made it clear that he would like to do both. And the McCaffreys, and good for them, they have the luxury of dipping into petty cash for a year maybe, pay for tuition, or part tuition anyway. It's pretty unusual for a player to play both basketball and baseball.
It is. It is. That's a tough one because there's a lot of overlap as far as the season is concerned.
Right.
There you go. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts, Seahawks series, Iowa State coming up tonight, and we'll have it for you, as I mentioned, on 1600 KM KGYM. What should Scott do tonight as I'm at Carver Hawkeye Arena watching the game? I've already got I've got a spy sending me updates. Hopefully the service is good inside Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. I tell you what, if that game is not good tonight, I am getting out of there as quickly as possible and finding a watering hole and watching the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders tonight.
Chance for you to weigh in, KGYMradio.com, on the Emo's Hideaway poll question. Emo's located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's. Which side do you have tonight? Iowa +7.5 points or Iowa State -7.5?
We're not going to make it easy for you. We're not just going to give you Iowa and Iowa State. We need you to, you know, take the point spread into consideration.
Yeah.
And I think it's spot on as far as that point spread is concerned.
As I said, Vegas, we'll check with John for sure on the latest numbers, but I saw -6, so we'll get that official from John here in a little bit.
All right, we'll kind of break down and see and give our keys to the game tonight coming up here in just a couple minutes, but let's go to the phones first. Let's bring in Joel from Muscatine here to talk Iowa and Iowa State and Iowa's basketball scholarship situation. Hi, Joel. How is everything in Muscatine today?
Cool, just like it is there. I'm
sure. Yeah, man, I hate winter.
it hit us hard today. I guess I'm saying I've never been involved with basketball scholarship management, but I have been with football. And with a Dale Jones situation, you obviously want to be loyal to the kid, but it may be a situation where you say you're hurt this year, we need to count on someone else, and we'll pay for your degree. You know, you go on the injured the list where you keep your scholarship, but we can go ahead and give an athletic one to someone else. And you do that, and you put Connor maybe in a prep school. Maybe you place him in a place where you have somebody that you have your teeth in on who you're recruiting, and now all of a sudden you have another assistant coach who's playing on the floor with him every single day, and then you bring them into that next class at Wieskamp, and Connor can still walk on. You know, that sort of a situation.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be – no, go ahead, Joel. Well, we lost Joel. That's too bad. Joel had some good comments right there. There are ways to move the deck chairs as far as...
You can get creative.
Yeah, you can get creative. There's no doubt about that. You can get creative on that. And thanks to Joel for checking in with us at 317.
I don't profess to be an expert. All I know is what I read in here, and that the fact is that McCaffrey does have interest in baseball. Baseball has interest in him. Same goes for basketball, so... they'll sort it out one way or another.
Yeah, they will. We'll give our predictions coming up later on during the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, but what are you looking for tonight? Is there one thing in particular for both Iowa and Iowa State which will play a big part in who wins this game?
Point guard play. You got Monte Morris against Jordan Bohannon. I think Jordan has acquitted himself pretty well, but this is a step up. And I say Jordan Bohannon because Christian Williams has not seen the minutes as of late. I think that matchup there and whether Iowa can be effective at all offensively and defensively underneath because Pemsel has been good, but he hasn't faced, Nigel Hayes wasn't out there the other night. Okay.
No. Trust Let's me. Face Nigel that. Hayes was not out there the other night.
Perimeter defense is going to be big for Iowa because between Morris and Mitchu Long and Matt Thomas, even Burton, they can light it up from outside. So Iowa's definitely the underdog, I think. But I think the Hawkeyes will give a good effort tonight. Going to need big games out of – continue to get big game out of Pemsel. And P- people like Nick Bear and Ahmad Wagner. We'll see how healthy he is and how much he can contribute.
We'll play tonight.
Yeah, it's youth against experience, and what happens most of the time there.
Iowa must play defense. Iowa has to stop dribble penetration. That's the thing one in this game, because I would imagine that big on the Iowa State board right now is get the ball to the paint and distribute. Kick it outside. Matt Thomas, Nazmi Trulong, who helped out the rivalry tonight a little bit by saying he doesn't want to spend more than 90 minutes in Iowa City. Games take 2 hours, but, you know, it is what it is. They got to stop Monte Morris. Jordan Bohannon's going to be very key. Christian Williams is going to be very key. Iowa wants a shot. They got to get it inside to Pemsel, and they got to get Merrill Holden. Iowa State's had problems with their bigs this year getting into foul trouble. They've had some problems, and that only way I see Iowa winning, unless they shoot 70% from beyond the arc, is they've got to get Iowa State into foul trouble.
Well, and Iowa State will have a plan for Peter Jock. He's averaging 25
Absolutely.
Points a game.
Absolutely.
So you got to figure out other ways. And Jock did a nice job occasionally in that last game against Stetson of when he wasn't shooting it well, when he was hemmed in, he distributed the ball a little bit. You know, he's obviously a key, too. That's an understatement.
Yeah, he's got to shoot the ball very, very well. We're going to talk more about that with John Krant from Jim Fife Sports. That is coming up next, 20 minutes past the hour of 3. Poll question is up. Who do you have your money on tonight, Iowa or Iowa State, with the point spread thrown in there, courtesy of Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Back with more after this on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Just announced, a special purchase makes the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore the one to shop. Josh Orthel, great move.
Two great special purchases. You can buy 2015 Nissan Versas only $99.99 or pay $159 down, $159 a month. And with our special purchases of 2015 Chrysler 200s, buy now $12,999 or pay $199 down, only $199 a month.
The all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets is the one to shop.
We have 50 vehicles priced under $5,000, used trucks from $79.88, and nobody works harder to work through bad credit.
Plus, special purchase 2015 Nissan Versas.
$99.99 or just $159 down, $159 a month.
And the 2015 Chrysler 200s?
$12,999 or $199 down, $199 a month. Great selection, but only while they last.
Now at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Log on, McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back at 3:22, going to talk to John Krant from Jim Fife Sports here in just a moment. Text line open at 319-366-1600. The Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line open at this point, Mark.
Indeed, 67-33. It's a no-brainer. Hawks plus 7.5.
Why is it a no-brainer?
49-96 as Vegas watched Iowa play. I'm going Iowa State by 20 tonight. Colin at 23-80. As a Hawkeyes realist, I'll probably take Iowa State in the points. Well, you can't do that, but the future is very bright in Hawkeye land, though. Wait. 319-366-1600.
We're going to talk about that and other games right now with John Krant from Jim Fife Sports in Las Vegas. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Fife Sports. Also follow them worldwide at jimfeist.com. And John, on a cold night here in Eastern Iowa, everybody's ready for Iowa State.
Yes, it's a great time of the year, really. You've got the holidays coming up, bowl season, NFL stretch run, and college basketball's rolling here. You got conference play, and, of course, rivalry time, which you guys are going to see firsthand tonight. It's a great time of the year.
Yeah, John, we're going to pick the game later on in the show at Iowa State minus 7.5, but I think I saw the line going down. Is that true?
Well, it's interesting you said that, because what I have from this morning is Iowa State went from 5.5-point favorite up to 6.
Oh.
So you're telling me it's 7.5, so they're leaning toward the visitors, what I see in this one.
Well, tell us about the game. What do you see for Iowa and Iowa State?
Okay, well, you get the total here has gone up to 162, and the rivalry games are just so much fun. And these games have been close in recent years. And what you have here tonight, though, is a rebuilding Iowa team losing record, and that's because they just don't have a lot of experience. Peter Jock is the senior, but so many of these kids are freshmen as they try to work in. I do like the former Iowa Mr. Basketball, Jordan Bohannon, is up to almost 5 assists per game. But it's really the youth and the defense. We just haven't seen a lot of defense when they step up. Memphis scored 100 on them, and Notre Dame put 92, and even a defensive Virginia team scored 74. So that's kind of a key for them tonight on a team that was senior laden a year ago, very young. And this Iowa State team is kind of the opposite, a veteran team here off a great season and off to a terrific start. 6-2 record. They lost to unbeaten Gonzaga, but that was just by 2 points, and they covered the spread of 4.5 in that one in that game against Cincinnati, a 1-point game. Could have gone either way in overtime, and they were just playing so exceptionally well with the senior point guard, Monte Morris. Is really a veteran team across the board. Cincinnati did show how you can attack this Iowa State team, and that is to attack the perimeter and the backcourt, and I'm sure that the Iowa Hawkeye coaching staff was looking at that and working with the kids this week, saying, here's what we're going to do, play some defense along the perimeter. And really, that's how I'm going to look at this game. You get a high total here of 162, and the betting line of anywhere from 6 to 7, difficult to make a side because of the rivalry and the home court. I mean, that can change the dynamics so much. With a home underdog here, the home team could just play out of their minds with intensity on both sides of the ball. So it could be close, but I'm mainly a matchup guy, and I'm going to have to go with the veteran senior team here. I'll go with a 77-67 final score. I have to lead toward Iowa State, but I do see a lot of defensive intensity with a game like this being rivalry, and that means it's going way under the total than what these odds makers are expecting.
Iowa fans would take a little defensive intensity, I think. Defense has been a little lacking at times in Iowa City. Scott's dilemma tonight, while taking in that game, my Kansas City Chiefs will be at the frozen tundra of Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Oakland Raiders tonight. Temperatures expected to dip into the teens tonight with the wind chill, maybe in single digits. I know it's Northern California, but that's not California weather for the Oakland Raiders. What do you think?
You got that right. Yeah, Kansas City on a 20-4 run going back to last season. You know, we've seen some duds on these night games in the NFL, but not tonight. What a great matchup tonight. Battle for first place in a division title on the run. We got Kansas City anywhere from 3 to 3.5 point favorite. The totals come down to 46. Got to believe people are looking at the weather that you just mentioned, as well as the Kansas City defense. And when you look at the overall stats of the Chiefs, you might look at them mediocre to below average. Say, well, this is a 6-16, but they're not. They're one of the best teams in football. And the reason for that is some of the intangibles and some of the other things that don't always stand out with the stats. Coaching would be one, the depth, the special teams play, and the turnovers. And boy, did we see that not only last week, but these last two games. What a run here for the Chiefs. Two road games at Denver. They have a sensational comeback to win a big game at Denver. And then last week's game, the blocked extra point late. I mean, it's just a stunning victory here in Atlanta. A gift. Thank you, Matt Ryan. But that just showcases how good this Kansas City team is with these intangibles. Eric Berry, not only with a pick six, but that late block. And they can beat you in so many different ways. And what a great matchup here with a high-flying Oakland Raider offense coming into town. Derek Carr has really blossomed into one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. So many weapons. However, you got to win with defense at times, particularly in these matchups for the division title. And they really haven't had it. They're 30th in the league in yards. Yeah, they can rush the passer at times, but they've struggled against the run and the pass, and that's the way to attack them. And when you look at the earlier meeting with this game, it wasn't quite what you'd expect. Kansas City went to Oakland, totally shut down the Oakland offense, an impressive 26-10 win for Kansas City. So how did they do it? Well, the Chiefs had 183 yards rushing that game, 4.6 yards per carry, clearly attacking one of the weak spots of the Raiders, and that's run defense. And all that ended up with a time of possession edge of roughly 37-23. Derek Carr wasn't on the field, and that's going to be the strategy tonight. So what's going to happen tonight? Well, I think it's going to be a physical defensive game in the trenches. I think it'll be a close one. But the Vegas oddsmakers have this total of 46. The weather's kind of cold. I think it's going to be a close dogfight. So here's what's going to happen in the final minute. Game will be tied at 20 because the Oakland Raiders scored late to tie it. and then their extra point by Janikowski will be blocked and run back, and you'll look at a 22-20 amazing victory for the Chiefs, which seems to do everything right.
Very clever, John.
I don't care how it gets done. I don't care as long, yeah, on my side of things anyway. I know there are a lot of listeners that are Raider fans out there as well.
John, we know you have some information, some early information on Iowa and Florida in the bowl game, but let's cover our last couple, three NFL games this week as we get headed for the finish. The Bears got off the schneid, albeit against a lousy 49er team. Now it's Detroit, at Detroit. What kind of chance do the Bears have?
Game got a high number here. Detroit opened 9.5, but believe it or not, the money's come in on the Bears down to 7.5. And yeah, the Bears actually have a 3-3 record at home, so they've improved from a year ago. However, winless on the road of 0-6. So can they get a road win before the regular season ends? And can they get the sweep? Because they did win the earlier meeting between these teams. You know, Matt Barkley has some ugly overall numbers, but he's actually improved from August in preseason play. Shown quite a bit the last couple of starts. So you got an improving young third-string quarterback. And then the game against 49ers, boy, everything went right. A nice 20-point win in an ugly game. And funny, in Vegas, all the money went on the 49ers. Bears were a favorite. The 49ers closed the favorite. But, boy, amazing how the money went on a team that hasn't won in so long, 11 straight losses. But here's a game where they're heading out on the road. And for the record, the last time Chicago won a road game, it was the road finale at Tampa Bay last year. They were an underdog of 3 and won the game 26-21. And early last season, they played here at Detroit, and it was an offensive show and a close one, 37-34 shootout. But now you get this Detroit Lions team that really, they've been amazing. 7-1 run the last 8 games, taking over first place. Matt Stafford lost Calvin Johnson in the offseason, but hey, maybe that made him a better quarterback. Maybe he's spreading the ball around more and not feeling as he has to target Johnson, because a lot of guys, Marvin Jones, Golden Tate, and Anquan Boldin, all contributing, and he's had a great season with 21 touchdowns and 5 picks. What's impressive to me is the defense of the Lions has just played exceptionally well. The one area to attack them would be the secondary. They're 20th against the pass, and the secondary, too, is thin. They had to pick up Quantrell Diggs this week because they have a shortage with guys in the secondary. It's an injury-depleted secondary, so that's the way I'm going to look at this game for Sunday. You get the Vegas total is 4-0 over the total when they play here at Detroit. I already mentioned that high-scoring game a year ago. You got the improving Matt Barkley. This game is indoors, and Chicago defense can be attacked too. So a total here, 43.5, seems kind of small. When the Detroit Lions hold a team to 15 points or less like they did last week, they go over the total 34-15 that next game. So all in all, I'm looking for a more high-scoring game than people think. I'll have to go lean with the home team, but maybe a 27-20. Offensive show
Sunday. A game that may have a little bit more of the nation's attention. No offense to the Bears fans and the 49ers fans out there. Seattle and Green Bay. Seattle coming off a thumping of Carolina on Sunday night, but a short week in essence as they get ready to go to Green Bay, and it's going to be cold on the frozen tundra.
Boy, what a fun matchup here. Seattle, slight road favorite of 2.5, a total of 45.5, and Seahawks just playing so well. Granted, they're undefeated at home, and they do have a losing road record, 2-3-1, heading out to Lambeau, but there's a lot more positive signs with them. You got the healthy play now of Russell Wilson from that ankle injury early in the year. And then the defense, I mean, I know they lost Earl Thomas, but boy, they've gotten a lot of guys back of late, including defensive end Michael Bennett. You know, the saying goes, teams respect the Seattle defense, but they fear Michael Bennett. And what a force he is in the middle, just disrupting play and getting after quarterback and helping to shut down the run. And that's going to be a key here, because for the Packers, it's really time to get moving here in December. They got a 6-6 record off a nice win over Houston at Lambeau, 21-13. Aaron Rodgers having a great season of 29 touchdowns and 7 picks. Watch that game. You saw him limping a little bit late in that game, and boy, he's not playing an ordinary defensive line here. So if you got back Green Bay, you have to wonder, boy, can he stay healthy for the game against this great defense? So the way I'm going to look at it is kind of what you mentioned, cold weather here in Lambeau. Seattle defense playing at a very high caliber. They are 12-3 under the total in December when the weather gets cold. And even the Green Bay defense against the NFC, 15-6 under the total. So in the cold weather, I'll have to lean towards Seattle, I think, is the better all-around team. 23-16, but I'm looking at a defensive slugfest between these teams that both need to win.
The only team to defeat the Dallas Cowboys this year, John, the New York Giants. It's Dallas and New York in New York this coming Sunday night. Does Dallas get revenge or the Giants get a sweep?
Yeah, revenge. You mentioned an 11th straight win for Dallas, but this is the only team to have beaten them this year. Big NFC East showdown, and they lost that game 20-19 in the opener. Now, most teams are looking to get one player who's a Rookie of the Year candidate. Dallas amazingly has two in Prescott and Elliott. There's one place you want to attack Dallas, which nobody really has been able to much. It's the secondary, which ranks 28th in pass defense. You might as well sling it. And if any team can't sling it, sure, it's these New York Giants. They're off a bad game against Pittsburgh. Eli Manning had a terrible game. They lost 24-14, but they're a better team than they showed last week. And they're 5-1 these last six games. Manning having a fine season. And he's got so many great targets and Beckham and Shepard and Cruz to throw to. So I got to believe that they're going to throw the ball a lot more. When you look at that opening game, it was actually a defensive game, 20-19 final. Elliott only had 2.5 yards per carry at the division game. And think about this. In that earlier meeting, Dallas on third down was sensational, 10 of 17. And so were the Giants of 5-10. So the third down play was great, and yet it still was a defensive low-scoring game. Now you got an outdoor game in cold weather. Both of these teams are in the top eight in points allowed. A lot is at stake. That's how I'm going to look at this one. Dallas 6-3 right under the total, 9-2 under when they go on the road with that ball control play and pretty good defense. So I'm looking at a defensive game, probably 23-20, but not a high scoring game. And the Vegas has this at 47.5. It's not going to be that high scoring, folks.
Let's get back to the upcoming bowl game for the Hawkeyes as they will be in Tampa for the Outback Bowl. Iowa and Florida, they've met two times previous to this, which each team winning a game. So I guess who wins the rubber match between these two? Or early, anyway.
Yep, down in the Raymond James Stadium at Tampa Bay Outdoor Game, Big Ten here versus the SEC. And you get Florida, about a two-point favorite, lowest total here of 40.5 of the bowls. And I thought the SEC team might be a bigger favorite here, so this line a little bit surprises me. However, it does look like an evenly matched game because Iowa, a really nice finish here, a 5-2 record. They have the euphoric win over Michigan, taking them down, and then a blowout in Nebraska to end the season. The defense finished up number 10th in college football in points allowed of 17.9. That's actually tied with the team they're playing here of the Florida Gators. When Iowa heads out away from Kinnick Stadium, they've been covering Vegas numbers of 17-5 against the spread, although they haven't been very good in these bowl games in Stanford and an SEC team of Tennessee 2 years ago. And a close one they covered against LSU. They did beat Mizzou back in 2010 as an underdog, 27-24. And you got a Florida team that there's really no secrets with them. Their defense is just so talented across the board, but the offense doesn't really have a lot of playmakers. They've used two quarterbacks in Del Rio and Appleby who don't have sparkling numbers, and they really don't have a lot of speed when you look at their matchup with LSU, a 16-10 defensive game. And that's kind of the early take that I have, is probably a defensive game, because when you look at Florida and bowls, they have kind of struggled too. They were a 14-point favorite over Louisville and only scored 23 points last year. They got blown out by a Big Ten team scoring just 7 points against Michigan, and the only win they had was a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, against East Carolina. It wasn't that impressive, 28-20. So I think the odds makers did right with the point spread of 2 here, but my early take is these are two great defenses. I see a battle of field goals, so early take will be maybe 19-16 final. Either way, Florida 8-4 under the total. I'm looking at a defensive battle early on.
The bowl season begins in earnest next week, John, and I'm sure we'll go over quite a few of those games. I appreciate the insight on the NFL and the basketball game tonight. If you have a free play, we'd love to hear it. And then tell us more about Jim Feist Sports.
Sure, NFL game tonight between the Raiders and Chiefs. I'm looking at a defensive slugfest under the total. Jim Feist hit his NFL game of the year Sunday. That was the Green Bay Packers. He has a special going Friday. It's 5 for 25 is the radio code word you use. Just call 866-546-9467. You get 5 straight days of everything, NBA, NFL, and college, including tonight's Thursday night NFL game of the year. And it's all for 5 for 25 when you call 866-546-9467 or just go to jimfeist.com.
I hope it's a game of the year tonight. Oh, man. All right, John. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
All right. John Krant joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We will take a quick break. Come back. Bowling Night America. Wrap up from last night when we return after this.
The holidays. So many presents, so little time. As much as we'd like to, it's impossible to make it to every loved one's Christmas celebration. With my family and friends all over the country, I can't be in two places at once. But with 1-800-Flowers.com, no matter the distance, I can still send my love with a dozen stunning roses. And right now, when you order a dozen stunning roses for only $29.99, 1-800-Flowers will give you another dozen plus a vase absolutely free. Delivering a 1-800-Flowers rose bouquet for the holidays is the perfect way to show your loved ones that you're thinking of them. Buy one, get one free rose bouquets plus a vase is an amazing offer. And 1-800-Flowers is the only company I trust to deliver fresh from the field holiday flowers. To order a dozen stunning roses plus an extra bouquet and vase for just $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click the radio icon and enter code BOMANI. 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter code BOMANI.
Rain, sleet, and snow are coming to threaten your visibility and turn your commute into a battle. But the Michelin Man is ready to protect you with Michelin Stealth Wiper Blades. Exclusive SmartFlex technology makes these blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you the best wipe possible and streak-free, long-lasting performance for safer driving. Winter is coming, and when it arrives, be ready. Michelin Wiper Blades. It doesn't get any clearer than this. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Home Depot, and other fine retailers.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Our thanks to John Krant for joining us. We'll get the panel assembled here coming up in just a few minutes, and we will have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 for you, brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. Speaking of Carl Ernie's and also the APC and the Coach's Corner, that's where the APC will be tomorrow, broadcasting live from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. They will be at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square, just south of the Finkbine Golf Course in Iowa City. Chance for you to win some KGYM swag, get some great, great food, and some cold drinks at the Coach's Corner, and take in Todd and Tyler coming up tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. No, Todd and Alex tomorrow. Tyler's off tomorrow, so it's Todd and Alex tomorrow. And that will be coming up in less than about 24 hours from now. KGYM Road Trip live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Coming up tomorrow.
More high school basketball tomorrow night.
More high school basketball coming up tomorrow night, as well as it will be Cedar Rapids Xavier at Linmar. Doubleheader from Linmar tomorrow night. We'll have it at 5:50 on 107.5 FM with the girls' contest, and the boys' game to follow at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We'll have the call of that one. Alex will be down at Solon tomorrow, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Western Dubuque and Solon boys' basketball coming up at about 7:30 tomorrow.
Carl Ernie's Pick 6 coming up, but people clamoring for Bowling Night in America results.
I thought they were just clamoring because Koji Yarhara is going to sign with the Chicago Cubs. To be their seventh and eighth inning guy, one of them anyway. Probably with Montgomery probably going into the rotation next year, the way it sounds. That's your long relief guy right there for the Chicago Cubs. So there you go. Carl Nerney's Pick 6 coming up next. Bowling last night, a very interesting night. A lot of good scores put up at the old May City Bowl. The sponsor, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America here on KGYM.
It was a good scoring night for a lot of people, and I think there were 700s on the lanes last night in the Evergreen League, the mature Evergreen League.
Absolutely.
We have a disturbing trend going on with the Rusty Nails.
Just one?
Just one. Well, Among them, five straight weeks we have dropped the first game. And we did again last night, convincingly.
We're good at it.
But like we've done in the past, we come back and win the last two games, last game by, what, less than 10 pins?
Now, we didn't bowl poorly in the first game.
We didn't. Our opponents bowled very, very well. Lon Pepper had 278, Dan Slyfe, Roscoe Schwartz. The whole Ian team. But, yeah, they bowled very, very well. But the result was 2-2, 2 points for each team. And we are 32-24 in the season, dropped back to fourth, but only three games out of first.
That's right.
We were led, and that's putting it lightly, by Scott Cleese, our leadoff guy.
Well, he's not the leadoff guy.
Well, oftentimes he is. Second game, nine straight strikes. I think for the second time in three outings,
yeah,
he goes to the 10th. With a chance for 300.
And he gutted it.
He gutted it, left a pin, 279.
Way to go, Chunk.
Not only that, but the last game, I've got you walked by 72 pins going in on series. I got you in my rearview mirror, okay? No, UNAS throws his first seven strikes, kind of flushes one and leaves a split. And got a couple more, 255 last game, and I think I had as many splits as you did strikes that last game. Stumbled home, and but if not from that, it would all have been over 600. But I was just short on my average. But yeah, a couple big games by you and Scotty.
And Rod had one.
Rod had one too in the last game, 263. Rod Bruner.
And I couldn't get a card to save my life.
Mike Robinson was the hottest of them all. 290 game, 780 series. He's telling me last night at the bar. And I just want to have fun anymore. Well, 290 and 780, there's plenty of room for fun. And our own Scott Cleese gets the silver medal for last night. 279, 724. Again, there was 700, so a good scoring night. Appreciate May City Bowl, all they do out there each and every week, each and every day. Give them a call if you have a question about bowling, open bowling leagues.
Pro Shop.
Company outings, birthday parties. 362-0136, or visit the website maycitybowlcr.com.
Yep. All right, quick break, come back, and we'll have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Club, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. That's coming up next.
Bouncing around from one job to another isn't healthy for you or your family. A seasonal layoff means you have to keep starting over and never build great health and retirement benefits. When you work at PMX Industries, the bouncing stops and the building starts. Stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision. Rock-solid retirement benefits with 401k employee contribution and match, along with direct employer contributions. PMX will put the bounce back in your step by eliminating it in your career. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer. Instead of shoveling snow this season, get a Kubota BX tractor with a 6-year limited powertrain warranty and financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Plus, your choice of PTO-powered front-mounted blowers, snow blades, and rotary brooms. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit IowaKubotaDealers.com to find a dealer near you.
Gentlemen, make a lasting impression this holiday season with JCPenney. Come early to beat the rush. Doors open this Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 8 a.m. You'll only have to make one stop to get everything she wants. With up to 70% off select gold jewelry starting at $79.99 and an extra 20% off sale prices with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Get the perfect gifts on her list. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Store hours may vary if prohibited by law. Coupon required. Valid 12/7 to 12/24. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:48 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Adam Rittenberg will be joining us, ESPN.com, college football writer. We will talk about the Outback Bowl between Iowa and Florida. We'll talk about all of the bowl games. The ones that he believes are some of the top ones out there, the Big Ten bowl games, the Big 12 bowl games. We'll do that with Adam Rittenberg coming up on the program. We mentioned APC will be in Iowa City coming up tomorrow as well. We have put a few of the members of the panel. Our esteemed czar is off today, Mr. Todd Brommelkamp. So
we've nominated you to be vice czar.
I like that. You took a vote, a very secret vote, about 90 seconds ago during the break, and you want to be the czar?
We got white smoke, didn't we, Ryder?
I'm just trying to come up with some kind of witty, sarcastic, funny joke.
Save it for your show. Okay.
And it's not a Carl and Ernie's Pick Six without Todd coming on and saying something like Zibby, 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 or some 1980s reference that me and Coon don't get.
1970s reference.
Me and Coon just look at each other and shrug our shoulders, just like, whatever, get to the picks.
All right. Our man who helps us out, sponsors the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six as well, Sean Krantz, joining us from Iowa City. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Big night down in Iowa City.
Yeah, I hope so. I went to the last home Iowa basketball game. I hope there's more people than that game.
Yeah, I think there will be.
I sure hope so.
I think there will be.
You think there'll be more people in house for Iowa State than Stetson? I say there's a good chance.
I went to that game. I could have counted. If I can count up to 1,000, I don't think I would have been able to get there. That's how many people were at that last game.
Well, I think there are going to be more Iowa State fans than that coming up tonight, but we shall see
on that. From the coach's corner.
Yeah, come on down. Either place, coach's corner.
All right.
Carl and Ernie's.
I turned both places into Cub bars during the World Series. You know, what the hell? I would
hate. Come on down. And congratulations. You were the big winner last week, Sean, so that means you
again.
Get... Yeah.
How many weeks is that?
I don't know. Mark, you got
five
the...
Five or six?
You're on a heater, Sean. Four.
Oh, great.
Well, great. You get to pick off... you get to be the leadoff man tonight for game number one, and that would be... a game near and dear to my heart. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Oakland Raiders tonight. The Chiefs are a 3-point favorite at Arrowhead Stadium.
Ooh, you got to go with your Chiefs at home, don't I? Let's go with the Chiefs.
With the Chiefs. I'm going against all common sense of Scott here, because every time I root and or pull in something like this for the Kansas City Chiefs, they usually come up flat on their backs. But I'm going to take the Chiefs because of the weather tonight. It's going to be very cold at Arrowhead Stadium. Give me the Chiefs all the way. Chiefs Kingdom.
If you don't know this name already, get used to it. Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack for the Oakland Raiders.
Is this just because I beat you in series last night?
I think it'll be rough at the beginning. The weather's going to play a part. But I just love this Raiders team. And Kansas City, a very difficult place to play, but I'll take the points.
This is for that was a pick for your son, correct?
Partly, yeah.
Yes. Matt is a big Oakland Raiders fan, as is Jefferson coach Jason Edwards. Alex.
This has been a coin flip for me all day, but because of this weather, it's awful.
I'm going to flip it again?
No, I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
You're a good man.
Todd.
Todd goes with the Chiefs absentia, as well. But he is picking the Chiefs. Tyler, do you put Mark and Matt on an island?
Well, last week there was some controversy to whether or not I took Western Michigan or Ohio. So, Mark, would you make sure that these are accurate picks?
I'll allow you to audit them. Not change them, but audit them.
Sebastian Janikowski versus Cairo Santos.
Is that the matchup you're looking at?
I like Bastion in this game. I don't know what it is about Oakland. They have an opportunity to pull ahead with the one seed in the AFC. I like the Raiders. Give me points on the road.
Game number two, it's a biggie. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. And the Browns are getting 5.5 points in this one. RG3 is back. The Bengals are having a down year. I'm not going to say the Browns are going to win one, but they've got a lot of incentive this weekend to try to get it against their arch rivals. I'll take those 5.5 points. Love the hook, Mark. Love Cleveland.
I came in here thinking RG3 is going to make an ounce of difference because Cleveland's still going to be bad, but games in this division are always close.
It's the AFC North.
They're always close.
AFC North.
Give me 5.5. Cleveland.
Give them Cleveland. Alex.
I'm going to make this very simple. Cleveland stinks. Give me Cincinnati. Todd's taking Cleveland.
He's taking Cleveland. Tyler.
Give me the dog pound. I'm right there with Duker. Any kind of offense.
Please,
any
Sean.
Any kind of quarterback.
On an island picking the Bengals over the Browns.
RG3's not a bad quarterback. Just stay healthy. I think Cleveland has a chance to win this game.
That would be their first win of the year. Sean, you like the Bengals or the Browns?
Jesus. give me the Browns.
Yes.
Alex is on that island.
Man. I am. Well, there's one game I can move up.
plenty of cinnamon chili for you to eat up.
Oh, yeah. Five-way.
Game.
And the Coney.
Game
cheese.
Three. Ugh. Mark has the first selection. The Minnesota Vikings in beautiful Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. Jags are getting 3.5 at the old Gator Bowl.
Vikings are in the tank. Jacksonville will win this game.
Oh.
Oof. Alex.
You know what, Mark? I tend to agree with you. Give me the Jaguars. And Todd also agrees.
So you both are taking Jacksonville?
Yes.
All right. Tyler.
Do you know that Blake Bortles has thrown more pick six than wins in his career? That was the stat out of week 13. Blake Bortles has thrown more pick six than actual wins in a Jacksonville uniform.
Yeah, he's truly bad.
Yeah, but Minnesota's defense is really good. It's going to be a low-scoring game, but the Vikings can't even mess this one up.
Minnesota or Jacksonville, Sean?
Give me Jacksonville.
Giving the home Jags.
Do it, Unash. Do
no,
it.
No, I'm Minnesota. Too much defense in this one for Blake Bortles. Who
AP doesn't want to play until they're in contention. They're back. Well, they kind of need him to get back in contention, don't they?
Well, guess what? They're going to be a win closer to doing that.
Mark, Chicago Bears. They will be in Detroit to take on the Lions at Ford Field. The Lions are a 7.5-point favorite. Alex, you get first choice.
Give me the Lions. I'm all in on the Detroit Lions. I think they're going to win the division. And Todd thinks that as well. He at least thinks that they're going to win this week. So,
all right. Tyler.
Yeah, I think Detroit's going to win this game too because Chicago's that bad. They got to make up for that win over San Francisco to keep within the top five race. But we've already had this NFC North discussion on the APC. You know how I think this is going to play out. But I'll take Detroit in this game.
Likes Detroit. Sean, Bears or Lions in this one?
Dukesy, I sat through that damn game in Chicago last week. God, that was amazing. Two bad teams in that snowstorm like that. But I'm going to take the Bears. They showed a little something last week.
They won't in Detroit. I will take the Lions. Mark, you going to go with your Bears?
Detroit's really hungry, and I think they're a really good team. But Barkley didn't play bad, and I love Jordan Howard. Bears keep it close, Chicago.
You love the hook. Mark loves the hook.
Jordan Howard has three more rushing touchdowns this week. I'll upgrade you from the normal size of black velvet to the jumbo size of black velvet.
Game five, Todd is up first. It's Seattle at Todd's Green Bay Packers at Lambeau. Packers are getting 3 at home.
He's taking his team. He's going with the Green Bay Packers.
Am I rubbing off on him? You're damn right. Go, Pack, go. Dun, 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 dun.
You like
dun,
the Pack. Dun, dun. Sean, the Pack or the Seahawks?
Yeah, I take the Seahawks there.
Liking that. You give me 3 points at Lambeau? Yeah.
Makes sense, right?
No Earl Thomas for the Seattle Seahawks, and I almost fell off the road today when I heard that Russell Wilson is an MVP candidate. Green Bay.
It almost makes too much sense.
Mark.
Seattle 12-6.
Give me them Stephen Hauschka points. Yeah.
Alex.
This is a tough one because I don't think that either offense is going to put up a lot of points.
Who's a better team?
I think Seattle's the better team, but give me the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay went from 50-1 odds to win the Super Bowl to 30-1 odds.
They're playing better, and they need to win this game to stay in it.
Are they Tiger Woods?
Aaron Rodgers.
Are they Tiger Woods? Game number six, final game, and we need the tiebreaker, guys. Total points tonight between Iowa and Iowa State. We will pick it at 7.5. Iowa, a home dog.
I got to go first, don't I?
You got to go first.
Damn.
Also means you get the tiebreaker first.
Right, which means nothing when I take one because you guys will just swallow that up. no down low presence. I love how everybody now is crowing for Adam Woodbury now that he's gone.
Nah, not everybody.
Everybody.
I'm not.
You like that setup for Sean? That's Kobe to Shaq a couple years back.
That was a lobbed softball.
yeah, that's not set 500 feet. Nothing's going out. You know what? I'm going to take the clones. There's just not enough paint presence. I think Solomon Young getting healthy helps Iowa State. They're both good for at least 80, right? 80 plus. I'll give them both 80. A couple threes trickled in there. That's 160. Give me 167.
167. Sean, all right, Iowa State.
I'm going to take my Hawks, and it's combined points, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Give me 192.
Ooh, high scoring. High scoring in this one.
LaFester Rhodes playing in this game or what?
No LaFester tonight, but a lot of offense. I think Iowa State's going to win, but I think Iowa's going to keep it close. I love the hook. It may be 6 or 7, so I'll take the Hawkeyes in 7.5 points, and I will go 168. Sorry, Tyler.
Man,
I had it written down.
About.
I had it written down.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Mark.
The trump card is experience here. Give me Iowa State, and I'll go 156.
Alex.
I'll take Iowa State and 175.
175.
And Todd. Yes. Todd will take Iowa State in 148.
A little bit lower right there. Hey, Sean, appreciate it. Again, stop on by before the game at Coach's or at Carl and Ernie's.
You bet. Either place, we'll be there, and we'll be there after the game. I'll keep my kitchens open until people quit coming in afterwards. So see everybody tonight.
And a kumbaya night, right, for all the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes.
Absolutely. Come on in, Cyclones.
There you
ever heard me say that before?
Well, the Cub thing is wearing off, right?
That's done. That's been done for a while.
Reading the text line, there's not a lot of Iowa State fans who are forgetting the comments he made about the football program during the fall. So
I'll stick by those comments.
Hey, Sean, appreciate it. We'll see you later, man.
See you guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Krantz, the proprietor at Carl and Ernie's and at the Coach's Corner. All right, we need 6 contestants. If you have been a contestant over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Get some other people a chance out there. 319-366-1600. Hitch your wagon to one of the prognosticators, and you can win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City if you are hooked up with the right prognosticator. We'll talk with Adam Rittberg coming up tomorrow.
What do you got on your show, Tyler?
You know, we got a lot of people who are joining us, like Mitch Sherman from ESPN. Sean Morris is joining us in the Big Ten Network. We're going to preview both Iowa and Iowa State. So John Boettengamp from the Burlington Hawkeye will do things from the Iowa standpoint. Brent Bloom, CycloneFanatic.com, is going to be joining us from the Iowa State standpoint. And, yeah, I'll tell Billy Joel you all said hello.
Yes, have fun.
Oh, dude, I'm going to make so many poor decisions in Texas this weekend.
Please come back Monday.
I'm not going to make any promises.
All right. 319-366-1600. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.